This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, joined in the studio again here by our friend Chris Tiridis. Chris, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Chris Tiridis is a music supervisor on films, and he's a DJ at member station KCRW in Santa Monica. And he brings music by for us to hear and to share with you. Today, you've brought this singer and songwriter and guitarist, Ray LaMontagne.
Yeah. It was about a year ago, I just, out of the blue, I called Chrysalis Music, my friends at the publishing company, and said, do you have anything exciting that you're working on? Anybody you've come across that's new, it's just going to just blow our minds? Because I was working on a project and I was looking for something. They said, funny you're calling, because we just found this guy. He comes from upstate Maine. One of my college buddies, he was saying, went to a fundraiser for the governor of Maine and saw this guy performing and just fell over backward when he heard his voice.
Trouble, bad dog in my soul since the day I was born. Worry just will not seem to leave my mind.
This is Trouble from his album that you brought in, this first cut.
Yeah, first cut. It's the album called Trouble as well. And it starts with this song, but it continues through the album, this sort of respect for the women in his life.
Who respect, but also a lot of heartache.
Yeah, a lot of heartache. I mean, he grew up basically with his mom. She towed him and his brothers and sisters around the country. They'd stay wherever they could, finding shelter and, you know, help from friends and... apparently she wasn't real good at picking boyfriends, but she was the strong one in the family, and he had several sisters, older sisters, that took care of him as well.
Yes, I love, I said I love, I said I love.
You know, Chris, the lyric here is kind of blues, but it's got a... What, a pop or a rock tempo? What am I listening to?
Soul to me. It feels like soul to me. You know, people say he sounds like Al Green or Otis Redding or Ray Charles, but it's coming from deep, deep, deep within. There's a lot of heartache, a lot of pain in what he's presenting on this record. I talked to Ray recently for an interview and performance on my radio show, and he expressed very succinctly the challenges he faced in getting his music to a wider audience. He could hardly get himself to get to a stage.
I just had this, way in the back of my head, this little voice that said, it's in there, you just got to find it, you just got to dig deep enough to find it. I mean, it was very frightening for me. It was this, the last place I would ever be was in front of anybody talking, you know, never mind singing. And it took me, you know, about 3 or 4 years before I was ready to, you know, actively seek out gigs.
I guess you don't need it. I guess you don't want me to repeat it. But everything I have to give, I'll give to you.
Which song is this, Chris?
It's called Shelter. It's interesting to me, when he fell into music, it was almost by accident. I mean, he was in kind of a dead-end job, working at a shoe factory in Maine. 4:30 in the morning, he was getting up to go to work, and he had the radio on and heard a Stephen Stills song, Treetop Flyer, which just commanded his attention. And he didn't go to work that day. He went to the record store, bought that album, brought it home, just listened to it over and over again, and that was his window into the music of Otis Redding and Ray Charles and all this other great stuff. And he just, you know, he quit his job and decided to dedicate his days and nights to music.
Hey, you will shelter me.
Funny, when you look at the name of the album, it's called Trouble. But the album is very uplifting. All of the songs to me have this real cathartic and uplifting feeling to them. And when I had Ray in the studio, I asked him, why did you call the record Trouble? Why not call it Shelter, which is, this, you know, those are both names of songs on his record. Here's what he had to say.
You know, music for me is just a release of all that stuff inside you that's trying to kill you. You know, I think just life is so difficult. The thing I love about music is that you can take things that are painful, deep things that hurt you, and you can turn them into something beautiful.
One more track from the album, Chris?
Yeah, my favorite. I don't know what it is about it. It just feels good. It's just like one of those rollicking, feel-good, sunny afternoon songs.
And what does he call this one?
Forever, My Friend. Again, really uplifting stuff.
Who am I to tell her? Who am I to play God? Who am I to think I can go it alone?
He's playing to his heart. It's really organic stuff. It's timeless stuff. It's not trying to get on the radio.
The artist is Ray LaMontagne. You can learn more about him at our website, npr.org. Thanks to Chris DeRitas for bringing this music in here. And Chris, congratulations on your Grammy Award nomination this week for your work on the soundtrack of Shrek 2.
Thank you so much, Alex.
And I'll note, Chris is also the DJ of the program New Ground at KCRW, just down the road here in Santa Monica.
We've been through some changes. Ways seem to hold on. Lately it feels like you can't take anymore. Something tells me, girl, this is bringing you down. Something tells me, girl, this is bringing you down.